Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of February, recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, the stock market reaction, mean reversion, correction for some that Owen and I have really been talking about on virtually a daily basis since late January, spread to a few more markets here today, and we've seen some sharpish downward dynamics overall. There's no surprise, I think, to any of this, but let's look at the, or there shouldn't be any surprise to any of this, given the phenomenal gains that we really did see from about mid-November right on up until well into February. But now let's look at some of the immediate catalysts here. The big background to it, though, is what I just described, the huge gains that we have seen in recent months. But there first has been the quite open discussion within or among Fed representatives, U.S. Federal Reserve, of course, I'm talking about, and they've been debating or discussing alterations in quantitative easing and when they should actually start, and that's unnerved some investors who are saying, well, we don't know exactly when, but there's bad news out there, and it may be as early as the mid part of the year, when we often do see some stock market pullbacks anyway, so I'm booking some profits, has been that type of response. The other factor, which I actually think is potentially more significant here, has been China moving to tighten credit, which has been going to, is moving into the real estate sector, where evidently continued property speculation has flared up once again. Now, not too many people had been talking about that as a possibility a few weeks ago, at least not to my knowledge, but we've seen it since the end of the China New Year break, which was last week, when the China stock market was closed throughout that time period, and it's fallen every day so far this week, and you can see that reflected in the charts, many of which Owen and I have posted here today, incidentally. Now, that concerns me because if one, it's a new sign of tightening, whereas previously we were thinking in terms of stimulus and not least in terms of consumers in China, and also because since China resumed trading this week, we've seen a clear softening in the performance of a number of the industrial metals, not to mention the fallout that we've seen in the precious metal sector. But I think the one in the industrial metal sector is more significant as far as China is concerned, and that's starting to have a little bit of a knock-on effect in terms of commodity producing countries and such as Brazil, and we'll also see it affect some of the miners. We have seen it already affect some of the miners, and we're likely to see a little bit more of that, I feel. Now, this overall activity, this softer tone, really is inevitable given the strength of the gains that we had seen. And as they continued well into February, the setbacks for some of these markets are likely to be a little larger than might have otherwise been the case. So I'd be a little bit careful here in the short term. I don't think it's anything like panic stations. I don't anticipate that the major stock markets will see huge setbacks at all. I've really said on a number of occasions that I'm hopeful that we'll get relatively modest pullbacks, but that would be, to put a percentage on that, that would be something less than 10%. But given some of the overextensions, we're quite likely to see a number of setbacks that would qualify as corrections, and therefore I need to be a little bit cautious in here overall. If you've got something with a good yield and that you're happy to hold on to, that's not obviously overextended relative to its rising 200-day moving average, then really no problem. But as I've said before, if you've got something that's clearly overextended, and the best gauge of that overall, I think, is to look at a weekly chart and compare it to what you see on the 200-day moving average. Then, if that's has surged well up and away, you can expect some mean reversion. I think that's a fairly obvious point overall. And as you look through some of the indices that we're posting in here today, for instance, Australia is a good example. It's just been going up for at least 12 weeks in here, and has just exceeded or approached some previous highs, which are psychological resistance areas. And so it's, again, it's due for a pullback and some mean reversion. But I think those setbacks will provide additional buying opportunities. And I do not feel that we're going into, or I would have any cause to go into bear markets at this stage. And I think that we, while the Fed has been discussing its QE policy, which we know is not going to go on forever, I don't think we're going to get any dramatic change in U.S. monetary conditions here in the short term. Okay. What else can we talk about here? Against with stock markets softening, we can expect global bond markets to firm. So that means that bond futures prices will move somewhat higher, as we've seen today, and that yields are likely to weaken a bit. I think this is likely to be very much triggered by, or has been triggered by, the loss of upside momentum here in stock markets and some of the downward dynamics that we're seeing in stock markets. And I don't think it will produce more than a technical rally in global bond market prices. So, in other words, I don't think there's any reason why yields should move back down and retest the lows that we saw last year. Looking at currencies, another clear sign that stock markets are losing form in here is the strength of the US dollar. Now, that is something that we typically see when investors become a little bit more cautious, and it's also something that they will be perhaps more inclined to do this time around, because the energy story is relatively well known, and I'll discuss that in a minute. But basically, the main point here is the very, very competitive position that the U.S. has, as entirely due to the extent of its shale oil and gas production that's being generated. That's something that no other country has yet taken up to a significant extent. So that will encourage more people to, I think, to support the U.S. dollar here, at least in the short term. And that may well be a cushioning factor in terms of the corrective process that we actually see in the U.S. stock market overall. Now, the corrective phase, again, it's likely to last for at least several more weeks in here. But again, I'll repeat this point. I'm optimistic that it's not going to turn into a rout. Now, let's look at the commodity markets. I've already mentioned that softness that we've seen in industrial metal prices. They're not overextended on the upside. They had been recovering in a ranging manner. So I think we'll just see some as we've already seen some sharp reactions, but I don't expect a rout in that sector. Now, we've also seen crude oil prices come down with a bump in the last couple of days. But of course, they had pushed higher for what over a month, about a month and a half, and really on the basis of continued production cutbacks from Saudi Arabia, plus improved expectations in terms of global GDP growth and therefore also global energy consumption. I had been worrying about the strength that we were seeing in oil futures contracts, particularly the Brent. I mean, the WTI is not a problem, and that really applies mostly to the United States. But the Brent oil price has really been a concern here because it was. Depending on which currency you look at Brent in, this really had pushed to its highest levels since 2000 and 7. So to see that falling back, and today, for instance, it's closed at $113.74. Now we had the recent high up near 119. So any additional move to the downside in here is really to be welcomed, and we've got a chance of seeing that further setback. That may also cause some people to interpret the softness that we're seeing in commodity prices generally as a sign that the global economy is either weakening once again or is not all that strong. And that may have a slightly negative influence on sentiment towards various asset classes, not least stock markets, may help to support bond markets by pushing yields a little bit lower here overall. On a medium-term basis, I regard it as a healthy situation because we don't want to see any significant move upwards in commodity prices, which have already been on the higher side of the year of the recent year's ranges for a number of commodities, and particularly we don't want to see any more upward pressure on the Brent crude price. Now, foods also, we have seen a firmer tone in soybeans in the last few days, but we've seen some renewed weakness here in wheat and corn, and that's good news overall. And I notice that rough rice is down in here today. So, commodity price inflation, it does not appear to be an immediate risk. But we could not have said that at the beginning of February when crude oil was pushing higher as a consequence of those Saudi Arabian cuts. And I think those are the major points here. I'm away tomorrow on business, but we'll be back on Monday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.